altar of the 15th Psalm, and making much of them that fear the Lord. Although it was written long before the Christian era, 15th Psalm has often been called the Charter of the Christian Gentleman, for it sets up those things which will be expected of those who may dwell upon God's holy hill. And one of the things which is singled out for special mention is that such a person must be one who makes much of them that fear the Lord. Certainly the Christian church has been true to this charge and command, for throughout its history it has made it its special joy to pay honor to those who themselves have made much of the fear of the Lord. Thus it is, for instance, that the calendar of the church is one of our most precious possessions, which we take care to observe, and the calendar consists not only in a recognition of the particular modes of the life of our Lord, but also it directs us to honor the saints of Christendom. Indeed, our Christian worship, which is at the very heart and center of our Christian life and fellowship, is built around the observance of our special days within the year. And of those special days, the great majority are saint days, days which are devoted to recognizing and honoring those who in their lives made much of the fear of the Lord. And so this, your new church, is dedicated to all saints, and it is concentrated on the eve of All Saints Day. And so it essentially takes its place within the Christian scheme of worship and living. And it will, so I believe, have a special message by reason of its dedication to speak to those who worship here and those who are around. Why is it that we make much of those that fear the Lord? Why is it that we are called particularly to honor the saints? For two reasons, I think. First, because by their lives, they show to us the principle of holiness. People think that the interesting people in life are the wicked people. And that is why, I suppose, the newspapers are full of the ill-doings of people, and so seldom recall the good and kindly acts of people. And yet it is the holy people who live interesting lives, and it is the holy people who are happy and contented in life. Wickedness always brings disturbance with it. For the people who live ugly lives, the people whose lives ultimately we should never wish to have for our own, are the lives of the wicked, the evil, the sinner. The thing that is really attractive, the thing which we can acquire for ourselves, will bring us joy and peace and happiness. It's holy news.